Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got our man Antonio Daniels, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst and a SiriusXM NBA radio personality. Of course, also an NBA champion from his days with the San Antonio Spurs. He'll join us in about 28 minutes. But for now, it's yours truly and my man Rob Parker. And we're going to go to the NFL. And Rob, as you know, and we briefly spoke about this yesterday, how the NFL is considering what they call flexing Thursday night football games, which means, you know, based on how teams are playing, what their record is, they want to make marquee matchups. Because, Rob, we've seen it. A lot of these Thursday night games last year were terrible. And so now they want to be able to choose, right? Like, if they thought Denver was going to be great going into the season because they got Russell Wilson, and they put them on, you know, on a Thursday night game, and then they find out they're horrible, they want to be able to switch it out for a team that's good. Now, they did decide to table that until next year. But they still are, Rob, going to allow teams to play multiple Thursday night football games. They could play as many as three, which to me is terrible. And you and I have talked about how the NFL, for all the talk about player safety, the moves they're making betray that. increasing it to 17 games when it wasn't necessary. Now the players went along with it. We just their union is a we talk about it. It's just bad. But they went along with it because they wanted more money. But there are ways you could get more money without having to play a 17th game.
Exactly.
But they also, Rob, the Thursday night football. Listen to this quote. And I'm going to give – I want to put it all in context because John Mara did the Giants owner, Rob.
He I'm going to say – I don't say it that often, but bravo. Bravo to
Well,
him.
I think bravo on one hand. But I don't know if you heard this other quote. He did point out that they needed to run this by the Health and Safety Committee and vet it and the Competition Committee. So you want to see how it, you know, would help. Is it all right for players to do this? But his first quote, Rob, was this. At some point, can we please give some consideration to the people who are coming to our games? People make plans to go to these games weeks and months in advance. And 15 days ahead of time to say, sorry, folks, that game you were planning on taking your kids to Sunday at 1, now it's on Thursday night. What are we thinking about? Now, I'm fine with that because I do agree in taking the fans into consideration. I just hope he's not – he didn't say that and the player's quote is like a throwaway quote. Like, that was an afterthought, you know?
Well, he did mention it, which I understand what you're saying. And we know that the owners do not, at least I don't believe in my heart, that they care that much about the player's safety because players are interchangeable. They don't look at them that way. The owners get to stick around for 40 and 50 and 70 years and own the team, right?
And the players come and go. Family and all.
Right. They come and go, and it's like, okay, yeah, you play for the Lions, you know, 40 years ago, and the Ford family still owns the team. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like stuff like that. So, but I was saying bravo that this whole notion of just flip-flopping things and people have paid money and made hotel reservations, Chris, and, you know, and all that stuff is just unfair. It just is. Because there are going to be some bad games on Thursday night, whether even if you switch the schedule, do a flex.
Right.
They're bad games. They're bad games in every sport. They're going to be bad games. You can't get around that. It also tells you that maybe having the Thursday night games and why you got so many bad ones, too, is the players aren't recovered fast enough or they need more time or whatever it is. It could be that, but they don't want to explore that and look at that to think they need a week to get to recuperate. Or, you know,
well, let me give you this quote on because you remember yesterday, or I think it was even before yesterday, Patrick Mahomes, when the news came out about, you know, more Thursday night games, Patrick Mahomes tweeted out a facepalm emoji. And, Roger Goodell was asked about that, Rob. And here's what he said. I don't, because remember, the Thursday night games are now going to be on
Trotter
Amazon.
Is that Jim Trotter who asked him or not? I'm just saying. Yeah.
They're going to be on Amazon, right? And this is Amazon's first season with Thursday night football. And so he was asked if, you know, they put Amazon ahead of the health and safety of their players. And he said, I don't think we're putting Amazon over our players' interests. We look at data with respect to injuries and impact on players. I think we have data that's very clear. It doesn't show higher injury rate. I hear from a lot of players directly, too. They have 10 days off afterwards, so there's some benefits on that side. And, Rob, this data goes both ways. We've talked about it in regards to the NBA and baseball. With pitchers especially, how regardless of what – I don't see how the data tells them to give these players rest. They can't play 82 NBA games. They shouldn't be playing back-to-backs. They shouldn't be pitching and throwing 100 innings and so on and so forth. And yet, as they're not doing that, the players are getting injured more than ever. More than ever. But here's the opposite side, Rob, and I don't care what the data. I honestly, you can't tell me thank God players aren't getting hurt more on a short day's rest, a short week's rest, right? But, I mean, my good, it just, to me, it takes common sense. This is football. You've been on the sidelines of a football game in the pros, Rob. I've been on the sidelines of an NFL football game.
Right.
It looks brutal.
People have no idea. Television distorts.
Oh, what it sanitizes it. It sanitizes
it. It's like, Chris, you've covered fights.
Yes, same thing.
I sat ringside and I'm flinching watching the guys get hit. Like, that's how brutal. Like, television.
Doesn't it look like every punch hurts in boxing? Yes. When you're there.
When you're there.
You know, you're on the TV. Watching TV. It doesn't look like anything.
Right. It doesn't look like it looks like they're just going pop, pop. And it doesn't look like anything.
Right.
But if you sit there up close, and as I said, I was ringside, and I'm flinching because I'm like watching a beating here. And I do think that, too, in the NFL, when you watch, you just – and I've been on the sidelines. I've seen the speed of the game. People coming, a pile of humanity, Chris, coming at you. It's incredible.
I played high school, through high school, up through, you know, my whole 4 years of high school. And when I was on the sidelines for the NFL game, the speed and the size of the players and the way they were hitting, right? Again, somebody who, I'm not saying I played at an ultra high level, but I played, you know, in high school in Ohio, which is a great football state. And it was like stunning how brutal it was. And so for you to send, they need their rest. That's why fighters don't, you know, you get to a certain level, you're not fighting every week. You're taking weeks off. Sometimes, you know, you get to the highest level, months off before in between fights. Because your body needs to rest. And I just, Rob, this is, I mean, the NFL makes money hand over fist. Is every single decision have to be about making more money?
That's where you get in trouble. It really is. You can't, some things can't be for sale. I say it all the time. Like, you can't sell everything. It's okay not to take every nickel when you're putting, especially when you're putting players' safety and their livelihoods or their longevity, Chris, in harm's way,
right,
when it's not necessary. If it was up to the league, they would play 20 games. I believe that.
We said it last night. Like, how long before? I mean, that 18 games isn't. I don't think that's dead. They'll wait a little while and then bring it up again in a few years. And then more, because if they keep making money, they're going to keep wanting to make more. And just like I would say to Lamar Jackson, look, I know in your heart of hearts, I wouldn't say it necessarily just yet. You can wait a while. But at some point, I would say in your heart of hearts, you believe you're worth more money than Deshaun Watson. In your heart of hearts, you believe that going out there playing for anything less, you're being underpaid and undervalued. But at some point, don't let your pride get in the way of you still making generational wealth for you and your family to play a game of football. At the end of the day, you still got to realize, you know what? Even if I'm not getting what I believe I should get, this is still phenomenal. And it's the same thing. I would say the same thing to the owners. You're putting your players at risk. I don't need data to tell me that. That they need longer rest. And don't, you know, because, Rob, if you start seeing really good players, and we talked about quarterbacks getting hurt, then what? It's not going to be the same. You need the – sports need the superstars, Rob. We're going to talk about it with the Final Four.
But we know that.
The ratings have been dropping. Because they don't have the names.
As I said, they probably would. I said that, Chris. As it goes on, people were intrigued at first. And then, depending on the matchup, and we will talk about it, I don't want to get into it, but it'll be interesting to see how the national championship game plays out, depending on who's in it.
Right, right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're going to toss it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Thursday night football. Now the teams will be able to play two, maybe three games and have two short weeks during their NFL season. Rob and I think this is just more disregarding of the players and their health and safety. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your ATV, boat, RV, motorcycle, and more. And having all your protection in one place is wonderful. Trust me. So bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. The NFL, they want more teams to play two, maybe three Monday night football games during a season, two short weeks per team. Rob and I think it's not fair to the players for their health and their safety. Money ahead of the players. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Ron in Kansas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ron? Ron.
Ron. Yeah, my question is, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
All right. My question is Thursday night football issue. I don't watch it. It's a joke. But Major League pitcher needs 4 days rest to throw a pitch count of 100. And they expect NFL guys to go out there on 3 days rest and play that violent sport. I mean, somebody needs
great
to
point.
Talk to Roger.
That is a great point, Chris. Yep. We never heard that. And
yep.
You wouldn't great dare point. Send a pitcher out there, Chris, after he made a start. You wouldn't dare
right.
do it.
Absolutely. Nah, that's a great point. And it just supports what we said, Rob. This can't be about anything but money.
Good call, Ron. Appreciate it. Ramon in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing? Two of my favorite gentlemen in sports journalism, period. I'll be real
Thank
brief.
You.
Number one, we know
Thank
it's a money grab. They don't care about safety, the head injuries and stuff like that. You know what got me? When they took away that stipulation, that assessment that they had for black players and head injuries, stating that the brain capacity wasn't that large. I don't think a lot
right.
of people realized that was a negative, very, very terrible, terrible assessment that the NFL had concerning head injuries there. And then number two, so concerning Lamar Jackson, this owner here in Indianapolis paid $150 million to Wentz, Ryan, Rivers, and Brissett.
Thank you.
And what do we have to show for it? You need to give Jackson that money. Thanks,
though. Right.
Good call.
All right. Good call.
Yep. And they're belly aching because they can't find a quarterback, Chris, but they don't want
right.
to pay. It just don't even make sense. It don't even make sense. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what you got?
What's popping? It's ludicrous. It's too much for these players. The only I want to see Thursday game. They should have a bye the previous Sunday.
I agree. Like, when you play on a Thursday, you should get a bye before.
You shouldn't. Right.
Right. You shouldn't 100%. Have to play. That's ridiculous. Three, 4 days.
They should have two byes, one preseason game. And don't you have to have Amazon TV, unless it's your local TV?
So yeah, you
a lot
can't
of people
see it.
Aren't
yeah.
watching. A lot of people can't watch these games.
But they don't care because Amazon pays so much money. They could care less. If nobody watched, Chris, they wouldn't care. The
That's
money's so
business,
big. And Amazon is trying to sell you on their Prime. Well, you know, the Amazon Prime, Chris, you're paying for it. That's what.
And
so
look,
you gotta,
I'll admit, Rob, I like it on a Thursday night and there's a game on, especially if it's a good one. I'm excited. But you know what? I would put that aside for the players to have more rest. I would. I'm sorry. Like,
because you got your fill on Sunday and Monday night. You got,
and like I said, and I mean, I like watching them a Thursday night game, but I'm just saying it just isn't fair. I just don't. I don't know how anybody with knowledge, and I know that Goodell and these guys know how brutal this sport is. That's why you're just putting the money ahead of their safety.
Right.
It's just no other way around it.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, you guys make a great point about going into these NFL games and these boxing matches live versus seeing it on television and just understanding the speed, the physicality. You know, Shannon Sharp uses the reference in terms of what it's like playing, you know, football. He says, put a helmet on, put some shoulder pads on, and then run into your garage 60 times. Every time,
right.
you know, that's what it's like. You know, you put the pad and just run into your garage door 60 times every week,
right.
and just to get a sense. And never mind these guys, you know, how fast, you know, the size, all of that stuff. Listen, the train is heading down the tracks, and there's nothing stopping it. NFL number one richest league in the world at around $11 billion, and the stated goal of Roger Goodell, they want to get to a $25 billion valuation, and the projection is that they can get there before 2030, you know, some 2027, 2028. And so, you know, that's the overarching, the macroeconomics that are kind of moving all of this. And so it's going to get to 18 games, right? 17, you know, just to kind of test you out. They want to get to 18 games, and they're trying. They're the number one richest league in the world, and they have no intentions of giving way to MLB or the NBA at the end of the day. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Rob, you brought up the Colts, right? Andrew Luck, remember when he retired, surprisingly? And he owed them $24.8 million.
They gave it to him as a gift.
They let him keep it.
Right.
And good for Luck. I'm fine with that. But you won't – I mean, what's it going to cost you if you guarantee – like, you're going to guarantee 75% of the contract anyway.
What's the big deal with
the other 25%?
It's so small when you talk about the amount that you're already committing to. 175
right.
Two is not that. It's not like you were going to commit to $50 million and he wants $200. We're not in the same ballpark.
Right. It's crazy. All right. Antonio Daniels around the corner. Lots to get to with him on this NBA stuff. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. Listen to the resume. NBA champion. SiriusXM NBA radio host. New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Hence the theme music. Every day he's hustling. Our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up?
What's happening?
Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. What up, fellas?
What's up? We good, man. We are good. Now, were you at that game last night against Golden State, the Pelicans Warriors?
No, I wasn't. It was a TNT game. Our next two games are TNT. So yesterday and tomorrow versus Denver. So I flew home yesterday.
I imagine you watched it. Were you able to watch it? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Antonio, I thought in the second half, Golden State looked like vintage Golden State. And if they can play like that.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Oh, you didn't think?
I'm going to tell you what's so crazy to me about being on this side of the basketball, the media side, is every time. Like, you guys have such a narrative. Every time Golden State wins a game, the narrative is, can they win it all? Every time they win.
That's because they're at that level. That is championship or bust.
Of course. I know, but there are other teams that are at championship or bust, too. There are other teams, but every time they win, you don't ask the question whether or not they can win it all. It's amazing to me, and I get Golden State's Golden State, and we can sit here and say that they've earned the right for certain things, but watching, like, just different talk radio shows and, I mean, watching TV shows on, it's amazing how every time Golden State wins a game, the next question is, can Golden State win it all?
No,
That's always the narrative that is surrounding the Golden State Warriors this year, no matter how poorly they have played throughout the course of this season.
Antonio, so you're writing them all.
You're spot on, and I'll give you the other one. The don't count out LeBron no matter how bad
the Lakers
are. No matter what,
LeBron and the Warriors, both of them?
No, I'm just saying, but Antonio's right about that narrative. No matter, LeBron's won four championships in 20 years, and they're like, oh, don't count out LeBron. 19 seasons. Like he's going to win, like he wins every year. Like I agree with you.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Has Golden State resembled anything of a championship-caliber team this season?
Not on the road, but at home, absolutely.
No.
There's a lot of teams. You said any resemblance.
Hold on. Chris, listen to what you're saying, right? There are a lot of teams that are championship teams at home. At home. We're not talking – you don't win championships by just being good at home.
I know it's a small sample. 2-0 on the road. All right, you know, the last two games. I'm not going to get too excited about that. But what I'm saying is they've done a lot of this year, and hopefully if they need him to come back, Andrew Wiggins.
A lot of this has been
without Andrew Wiggins. A lot of it was without Steph, too, to keep it real. And I'm just, you gonna tell me you didn't see a different looking team last night than we've seen for most of this season, listen, particularly on the road?
I'm gonna tell you what we do. So on our broadcast, what we do is when our game is over, we preview the next game, right? Joe Myers and I, we preview the next game. And the thing that I said in our preview of the next game is this is one of, if not the toughest venue to win at in because of their spurtability. Being up 10, 15 points in Golden State is nothing. Again, because of their spurtability. But we've also seen the other side to this team at home. Did you watch the same Golden State Warriors team against Minnesota? After they lost to Minnesota, the next day were you saying, man, this Golden State Warriors team can win it all after they turned it over twice in the last two possessions and then score 100 points? That, this is what I'm saying about the narrative. We wait for them to play to that point, to play to that standard, and then once that standard hits, then we start the narrative back up again. So tell me.
But don't you think they've earned that? That's the thing. They're the defending champions. They haven't earned it.
No, because I don't think they're the defending champions.
They went 10-11 down the stretch last year.
Chris, okay, if you can sit here right now and tell me this team this year resembles the team of last year, I'll listen. They don't.
I think they can.
Oh, man. Listen,
especially
to you.
Listen, you've written off the Lakers and LeBron and the Warriors and Steph. So who the kings
written,
of the West?
No. Okay, you're hearing what I'm not saying. I didn't say I've written anybody off. I just said the narrative is kind of obvious.
Well, what should the narrative be, though, with Golden State? Golden State's not playing just to make the playoffs.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Chris. Just yes or no. When Golden State lost to Minnesota, right, did you come on the next day and ask the question on whatever show you was on, can this Golden State Warriors team win it all?
No, because we didn't talk about
exactly.
them. I mean, but no.
Of course.
But I had seen
That's exactly
them win.
My point.
No, but I had already been talking about them still having a shot. Win or lose to Minnesota, it's 82 games. I understand you're going to have some good nights and some bad nights. They had won three straight. They had won their last two on the road. So I was still thinking, okay, they're starting to put it together.
All right, let's switch here.
I'm just saying, you're not writing them off.
I'm in your camp. I know.
Well, I don't think you are, Rob, because you're writing them off.
No,
he's not writing them off.
No. I just think that I agree that it's after a win or something, then like everything that's happened all year doesn't matter. And then you just say, oh, yeah, you know.
Right.
That's the point, is that nothing that they did bad.
They got pedigree. It wasn't in a vacuum.
All right, let's go
here. I'm
not
writing them off. And the reason I'm not writing them off is because of the Western Conference.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, there you go.
The instability of the Western Conference.
All right,
that's
let's ask this. Let me ask you about the Dallas Mavericks. And what do they do? I mean, they're winning tonight over the Sixers. But going forward, if you're Mark Cuban, if you're management – you know, and Kyrie there, and you gave up players and picks for him and all that. Will this work long-term or no? Oh, no, this is not going to work.
I don't know. And that's the part that's weird. I respect what Mark Cuban did. Because what he's doing, he's swinging for the fences because they allowed Jalen Brunson to go. Right? I completely grasp the concept.
Right.
So what they're doing, they're trying to make up for the mistake that they allowed to happen by bringing in Kyrie Irving. And if this taught you anything, it's you can't just go out and buy chemistry. That's right. Why when you have it, you have to invest in it, right? So if you have a guy like Jalen Brunson and Dorian Finney-Smith, those kind of guys, Spencer Dinwiddie, those guys last year that made it to the Western Conference Finals, you have to be able to invest and build on the chemistry that you have. So what they did, they allowed Jalen Brunson to go, and because of that, there was a trickle-down effect. So now when Jalen Brunson going, now you lose Dorian Finney-Smith, now you lose Spencer Dinwiddie, right? And you bring in Kyrie Irving, and we all know how amazing Kyrie Irving is. But two amazing basketball players is just two amazing basketball players if there's no chemistry.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Antonio, and you played for the Spurs where it was definitely team basketball. Luka is phenomenal. Right, I think Luka's a top 3, 4, 5 player in the league, in the world. There's no question about it. But I have a problem with the way they play. Even before Kyrie was, right? Like, And I think that was what LeBron, they had LeBron doing that when he first got in the league. And it got to a point where he kind of, it was tough to fit guys around LeBron because, you know, guys that could really do stuff. If you're a spot up shooter, you're just a defender. Yeah, that's one thing, that's right? So do you think, what can they do with Luka? I think they need to find a different style of play, but do you think Luka can do that?
So what I've always compared Luka in Dallas to is James Harden in Houston. There's really no difference, right? They're putting the ball in Luka's hands the same way they put in James Harden's hands and saying, you know what, take us where you need to go, right? Everything is on you. The usage rate is incredibly high, just like James Harden was. James Harden won the MVP there. But he didn't really advance the right way until Chris Paul came.
Right.
So it was someone else that came that could take the ball out of his hands sometimes. Is Kyrie Irving that guy? It's hard to tell because Kyrie got there in February. Right, Jalen Brunson was that guy again, and now I think they're trying to make up for the mistake of letting him walk. This working long term, I don't know, because Kyrie Irving is a free agent after this year. So you invested all of this and you got rid of these different guys to bring in Kyrie Irving, also knowing that there was a chance that he can leave at season's end. So will Kyrie Irving allow this to happen and grow long term? It's a question.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't think at this point that, you know, we'll see if they, you know, have a big, you know, success in the playoffs. But if it goes the way it's looking now, I don't know what kind of deal they're going to offer him. That's going to be interesting.
But the thing is,
right,
if it goes the way that it's looking now, Chris, realistically speaking, if it goes the way that it's looking now, they won't be in the playoffs. That's the problem.
Right. And then going forward, I mean, they certainly not going to offer him a deal he wants, right? He left Brooklyn because he wanted a max deal, long-term max deal. Now, we got about
the alternative
for him?
For Dallas.
Well, no, they'd have to lose him. And they got to find out what the deal is with. What'd you think when you, and we got a minute left, when you heard Luka talking about not being happy? What went through your mind?
That this is bigger than basketball. And I think it's very easy to lose sight of that because we live in a culture where it's such a racially divided culture. But I can tell you what I do know. I know that depression, I know that anxiety, I know that a lot of the things that these players are dealing with, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't say, well, you know what, because you have money or because you have fame, you're not going to have anxiety or you're not going to be depressed. Like, these guys are still young men and young women that deal with the same things that all of us deal with. Money, fame, it doesn't change that.
Spot on.
No, that, in fact, it exacerbates it a lot of times.
Yep, for some people.
Because you're under the microscope. You're living in a fishbowl. All right. We'll get to that maybe next week because that would be a good conversation. But that's our man, Antonio Daniels.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to hear you as always, brother.
For sure, fellas. God bless you guys.
Yep. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. So everything you earn, folks, doubled. Seriously, I'm not playing. You can go to discover.com/match and see the terms and check it out for yourself. Rob, it's a great night in the association. You got a struggling Dallas team against Philly. Philly has, you know, fallen off a little bit as of late. I think they've lost three straight, but, you know, they've been without their two best players, Joel Embiid and James Harden. Yeah, they have lost three straight. So, you know, you can understand that, but even with those two back, they're both back tonight. Dallas is up right now 62-57 at the half. Obviously, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving trying to turn this thing around. And this would be a really good win for them. And then, Rob, the Lakers and LeBron, of course, at Chicago. Now, Chicago's the 10 seed in the East, but we know they've got pretty good talent. And DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic. They got a few other players. Right. And they're playing for something. I mean, they're playing for the play-in and try to get higher if they can. And Rob, the Lakers jumped all over them, right? And now the Bulls have taken the lead 37-36.
Lakers,
and remember,
were up
they
by
just
11.
Beat the Lakers.
They were up by 11 after the first quarter. So that's a big turnaround.
Yep. So some big games, and I thought it was a big game last night. It is another one, of course, the big Kevin Durant Minnesota game. Rob, Minnesota's won five straight. Karl Anthony Towns is back, and they're trying to make some noise themselves. So that's going to be a great one.
Yeah, I think they've been the most disappointing, like with the trade and, you know, people thinking they had the Twin Towers kind of thing. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They were just in a malaise, Chris, all year, right?
Absolutely. Like, but remember, quick thing. Julius Randle, they had to be helped out to the locker room. I don't know what the injury might have been. Let's get the loquacious. Rob G, check that out and let us know if you can real quick. But remember, Rob, Karl Anthony Towns missed most of the season with a calf strain. And so he's just back. So that's a part of it. But I agree. They have been disappointed.
But even, I mean, before he got hurt, they just weren't winning. Like, you know what I mean?
They were playing the same pace, winning pace with him and without him. So I give you
that. Right, right. It just wasn't like you thought they would be better at the start of the season. I get it once he got hurt.
But remember last year, I mean, I know they had a pretty decent season last year. But in the playoffs, they gave Memphis, that was a great series. It went six games. But that was a great series with Memphis. And, Rob, that's why you thought, man, they're adding Rudy Gobert. And I know some people don't like him, but you're adding him. Yeah, you're gonna be good. And they thought that, too.
Right, that they had a chance to take the next step once they got Gobert. And it just didn't start. Maybe, who knows, they get in the playoffs and they get something going. But it just didn't materialize early and then the injury.
Right, and Julius Randle hurt his ankle. in the Knicks game against Miami. Knicks are up 48-46 at the half. So, yeah, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully it's not a serious injury. And he'll be able to, you know, come back. If not this game, come back very soon for them. But we talked about it with Antonio, Rob. And I'm telling you, and you know Golden State was my pick in the West to start the season. But they looked good last night, man. And I know it was only a half because they were down big. They were down 20, Rob, in the second quarter. And then they came out and played great defensively. Draymond was full of energy. Steph was ridiculous with 39 points. Jordan Poole, Clay, they did their thing. And Kevon Looney, Rob, dominated the offensive glass. He's the leading. He got more offensive rebounds than any player in the league. And Jonathan Kuminga came, you know, played well. He's been coming on. He's high energy. He's athletic. He's still learning how to play winning basketball. But he's like, I don't even want to call him a poor man. He can't shoot, obviously, like Andrew Wiggins. I don't want to call him. He's not even yet a poor man.
What's the latest with Andrew Wiggins? Can you?
That's a mystery. And Rob, it's interesting. This would be good for you. And I know we might not have enough time to talk about it. They asked me today on First Things First, what's inbounds and out of bounds as a journalist? Like, as a journalist, is it inbounds to dig and find out what's going on with him? I said this. I said, yeah, absolutely, because it's affecting the game. I said, if you're a journalist and you find out what's going on with him and you break that story, you're well within your rights. Now, it might ruffle your relationship with the team, with him, with the other war, you know what I mean? But 100%. I think you would be doing the right thing. What are your thoughts?
It was like Tiger Woods. Like, once he couldn't play golf anymore, Chris, because of what happened, that becomes a story. There's no doubt.
That's the thing. Nobody would dig if it wasn't related to the game. Hour left. Lock it.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.